This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, episode 66. Mm-hmm. Get my kicks on Route 66.
I drove on Route 66.
You did?
It's very, very boring. That's not true. There's a lot of very exciting things, except for in New Mexico.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, tonight, it's just B-side.
What up?
And I.
Yes.
It is. It's a Tuesday night.
It's a very quiet night.
It is. Does it not feel like ghost town out there? Isn't it weird?
I think it's because it's everyone's first day of school.
It's weird.
So they hunker down. This is when the hibernation starts. The phasing starts.
Yeah.
For hibernation.
It's weird. It really...
It's coming.
Yeah. No, really. And it was even chilly today. It was in the 60s.
It was not chilly.
It was in the 60s. Isn't that chilly?
No, that's glorious.
Oh, you're one of those people.
I am one of those people. Listen, someone that drinks like pumpkin spice and pumpkin bagels and pumpkin cream cheese in August,
yes.
You shouldn't talk to me about weather right now.
Well, I love the fall. I love the fall. It's one of my faves. But I do like the summer. Even though I feel like we never hit 90 this summer.
Oh, we hit 90. Oh, for sure.
Like what, once?
Oh, God, no. We hit it a lot.
No.
Because when I would leave work, it would be 100, and by the time I'd get here, it'd still be 95.
Well, your work is very.
It would still be 95 here, Alicia.
I don't know. Just never felt like it got hot.
Because you don't go outside.
No, I'm in the AC all day.
Yeah, so fuck your face. How about that?
So yes, today was the first day of school for Gloucester. Many towns will go a day after Labor Day, but that means potentially Gloucester could get out earlier.
Didn't we? Our
Always.
School didn't start until after Labor Day.
Exactly.
But I think because of that season we won't talk of, unless it's Game of Thrones, I think they push it up so that they could try and still get out early before Fiesta.
And they're still going up till mid-June. So, I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
So... in the news happening right now, as of today, that would be Hurricane Harvey.
Yes.
And it still has not passed.
Nope.
It's still happening.
So, and actually, here's an interesting thing. 12 years ago is when Hurricane Katrina's levees broke.
That was, the same time?
Yes.
Wow.
It was August 30th when the levees broke.
Wow.
So, once again, we're going through it, but there's no climate change because climate is not a real thing.
No, it's not.
No.
No. No. No, global warming and all that stuff, it's not real.
But Nazis are. And that's fucking terrifying.
I don't know what kind of world we live in. I really don't.
What? And we thought 2016 was a dumpster fire. Hello. Hold my beer, 2017 says. Hold my beer.
And lots of companies are doing amazing things right now. American Red Cross, people just donating thousands of dollars.
So Kevin Hart actually did something today where he put out a challenge to his celebrity friends to donate $25,000 to the American Red Cross Hurricane Harvey Relief. So The Rock has contributed and matched it. Chris Brown only did $10,000. But Robert Kraft has also shelled out, is donating $1 million to Hurricane Relief.
Holy shit.
Actually, my company just donated today $10,000.
Wow.
We are also having that matched by the Kraft Company. They also donated $10,000 on our behalf. We are also doing something till the end of the year where we're selling a particular item. And for every item purchased, a dollar from that purchase will go to the relief. And then we will match that as well as the Kraft Company will match that till the end of the year for 2017.
Wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
Which was, we didn't really get a conference on it. We just you know, my boss just hit the ground running and
just did it.
And he did it. He posted it. And it was probably the most incredible thing I could see, because we do have clients that are affected.
You're all the way around.
We had a client that sat on their roof for 7 hours with a type 1 diabetic husband.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. And then we have another client that pretty much lost everything but was rescued by jet ski.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So it's, you know, as much as, you know, even Hurricane Katrina was awful, this one kind of touches a little bit more because I know people there.
Mm-hmm.
I've met these people.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks. And Texas is a very big state. So
yeah.
Just pretty much watching social media, like if you go on Snapchat, everyone throughout the country are filming all the convoys with people bringing their boats. I saw some awful articles today about people tying up their dogs just to fences and leaving them as the floods come. And it just hurts brutal. I was like, I can't even click on this article to read it because this picture alone is killing me.
Yeah.
I did see a really great article today that said that one thing that Harvey is washing away. It was a woman that wrote that she lost everything. Her house literally collapsed as the Coast Guard was helicoptering her up, that every person of every color is not caring who, what color you are,
right,
or what everyone's helping out.
Right.
So, you know, and I feel like every week there's something new, like a new threat, a new this, a new that. And, you know, I don't think this will necessarily unite us again, but I think it's going to help.
I can tell you one thing that will unite the United States of America.
North Korea? Sure.
I can tell you what would do that.
North Korea.
Real quick.
Yeah. We're in trouble, aren't we?
Well, we'll just move right on.
Moving right along.
We're moving right along. So some fun things happened this past weekend. What are we on? Tuesday. So on Saturday, we had the JAS Electric fundraiser.
Yes.
Booze cruise.
Yes. Yeah. Charity cruise. Yes.
Charity cruise, not a booze cruise.
I mean, it is a booze cruise. Come on, let's face it. But for political standpoints, it's a charity cruise. Yes.
And it was on the Seven Seas Whale Watch.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And it was put on by Joe Sanfilippo, the electrician. Of JAS Electric. So,
but it was a gorgeous night.
It was great. Oh, so nice. You know, at one point, I was a little chilly, and then I started dancing, and that was it. And I love Joe's family. Like, his aunt and uncle are, like, my favorite.
Yeah, his aunt was hilarious. She came over to me, and she was like, "You know how to move." That's what she said. She was like, "You are a great dancer." I'm like, thank you, thank you.
That woman rocked those heels.
Oh my god, I could not dance like that in those heels. That was crazy.
Night.
Yeah, they were awesome.
I love Aunt Sandra. She's so cool. She's like the only reason why I go to St. Joseph's at their house is to go see Aunt Sandra.
She's really nice.
And someone else, but we won't talk about that. Sorry, Joe.
Vito?
Yeah, Brother Vito. Brother Vito.
So so just to quickly mention that the fundraiser, half of the money went to the Cape Ann Immolate and the other half went to the Open Door.
Yes.
And this is something that he does every year.
This was his fifth year.
Yeah.
Next year, we're working.
Scotty Mack was a DJ.
Scotty Mack and Project 360. Yep. They were the entertainment for the night. The crew of the Seven Seas, fantastic, hilarious. They were so very kind to us, very nice. Shout out to Sebastian's as well for pizza.
Yeah.
That they provided.
Awesome.
So
yeah, it was a good time.
Your dog is like really mad that you're eating.
Yeah, I have the swordfish tips from Happy Belly, which we'll get to a little bit later.
Yeah.
But also, it was Mr. E's first cruise.
Yep.
Actually, I think he said maybe his second, maybe even his third time alone, just on a boat.
Really?
Like a whale watch boat. But he had never been on a boat where you dance and That whole thing.
Drink
so,
and...
That was... Do you... Fun fact, that was our first time ever full out dancing together.
Nice.
Yeah, we did pretty good, right?
You guys did great.
Yeah, we had some pretty good rhythm. So, shout out to Mr. E, you're a really good dancer.
Yeah, the next time you guys want to come dancing with me, I'm going to suggest you don't dance like on me.
I wasn't dancing on you.
You two were. I'm like, why are you so close?
Oh, we're in close quarters.
It was a really big opportunity.
But everybody was dancing close quarters.
And you're like, look at me go, look at me go. I'm like, wow.
Oh yeah, I was bending over. You know that whole thing.
Way to go,
you
know, Miley. Congratulations. Cheers.
You know how it goes. So things happening.
Boats and hoes.
Yes, definitely thought of that. So this weekend, I think, is officially what we call the end of summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's Labor Day.
It is. So Gloucester's kicking it off big. Block parties Friday night starts at 6 p.m. downtown. It's the final block party of the summer.
The year.
Oh, the year. Yeah. So we only have, what, three or four?
Three.
A year.
The only three.
And Schoonerfest.
Yep.
Is on Saturday.
It is.
So Peter will be here. So actually, you know what? I'm not actually going to Suffolk Downs because...
Again? I thought they closed.
This is their last live racing, and they're closing after this. Mm. So that's what we're doing on Saturday, is going to Suffolk Downs. So, yeah, we might catch some looking out my window, looking at the ocean. So, yeah, I'm sad to see summer go. If it's nice weather on Friday, maybe I can try to get to the beach on Friday.
You know, I haven't been to the beach since the 4th of July.
I've only been like twice.
After me?
Yeah. I honestly have not been a lot.
Yeah. We've been meaning to go, but we have been busy.
We have been busy. Yeah. And then it was either raining or it wasn't the greatest weather. But I took Tyler for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And we went down on Sunday for a couple of hours. And it was like 70 degrees, you know, breezy. And then when you got down to the water, the sun was so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was awesome. So, let's see. Summer. What are three, or even maybe even two, if you can't think of three, highlights of your summer?
You know, and I wrote this category, and...
Was it another summer of Bridget?
It was not. I don't think it was.
You had a pretty low-key summer.
I was pretty low-key on the social meds about it.
Most means
totes.
My goats.
No, I just didn't post a lot. I didn't post a lot of stuff. More or less, it was on Snapchat. So
you did a lot of
Snapchat. If you caught me on Snapchat, then you caught me on Snapchat, and then it disappeared in 24 hours. So there's that.
Right.
But yeah, it wasn't as epic as last year.
Oh, last year was like...
I was really hoping to have a few things like happen or by this summer, and it didn't. I mean, one of my highlights was probably taking my niece to Prince Royce.
That was awesome. Yes.
So just the fact that she continued to talk about it for days and days. The smile on her face at the end of the night. She was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I think that was probably one of my biggest highlights.
Yeah.
Second highlight would probably be the birth of her little sister.
Well, hello. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. And I actually spent time with her Sunday.
So cute.
I even got to nap with her because everyone went outside to play with the very energetic 3.5-year-old. And I didn't get my baby time the last time I saw her. So I was holding her. She was snoring and I... Aww. Fell asleep, and then next thing I know is I hear my nephew going, T.T.! And I jumped, and the baby jumped.
Oh, no.
And then we were awake, and that was it. But, yeah. So, they're also going to come down this weekend, too. So
cool.
Yeah. So, nice. I would say that those were probably two highlights. More family-oriented, obviously. I have to say, like, my friend circle is just really weird right now. It's a weird vibe. I'm not digging it.
Well, you always have your family.
Yeah, but they're family. Yeah. Can't really do that many things with them. I'm broadening my horizon. I dated this summer as well, so there's that.
So you did some newer things, or did, you know?
Yeah.
You still went outside of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
I would say some highlights for me, one would be bringing Tyler to New Kids on the Block. Even though it was New Kids on the Block, it was his first concert. And he was in absolute just awe of the whole concert atmosphere. And now he's addicted and just wants to go to concerts all the time. So I think 2018 is going to be a huge concert year. I would say another breakthrough was, you know, with some family stuff. Getting to know Mr. E's family and children and doing that was huge. And that's going to help us sail into 2018 really smoothly. And I would say the other one would be going to the concert with Talia and Mr. E and her friend. I just think, you know, I spent a lot of time with the kids this mm-hmm. summer and doing new things with them and doing more things with them. And so, yeah, I think that was pretty much it. Well, we did a lot. I mean, we're always doing something, but I think those were pretty much the highlights. Is there anything you wanted to do that you didn't?
Yeah, I wanted to hike.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to hike.
Yeah, we did too. We could still do it. I mean, we got the fall.
That's exactly the point. The person that I wanted to do it with, her and I had made plans in like June, back when we went to Newburyport, you know, that we were going to do a bunch of this stuff. We were going to float. We were going to do this. And then things came up, and then she met someone who is amazing for her, and so we have yet to get on that hike, and she's like, God, we're gonna do that. I was like, well, it's coming up on fall, so at least I won't bitch the whole way, because if it's humid, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Yeah.
So, hike. Also, that Vermont thing just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
This is 2 years running, man. I don't think it's in my cards.
I'm supposed to go. So, I did plan a trip to Vermont.
Nice.
In November. Right before snow comes, but it's still the fall, so we'll still see everything. But I was, you know, I haven't been in a few years, and Burlington, Vermont is just, it's one of my favorite places. So, I don't know. I think I'm the same. I don't know. I think there's nothing that I didn't want to, that I did that I didn't. I'll just keep going with it and just put it on my 2018 coming up soon,
yeah,
I guess.
That's what I keep doing.
That's what I'll just do. I mean, I did do, we did a lot. You know, I did a lot. So I can't regret anything. But did you try any new restaurant this summer? Or, I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be Cape Ann. It could be anywhere, anything.
Oh, I've tried a bunch of different places. I tried a place in Reading called Venetian Moon.
I've been dying to go there.
Yeah. Very delicious food.
More about the drinks.
There's 32 martinis on their bar menu.
Yeah, that's where I need to go.
It's very overwhelming. Because you just don't know what to pick, where to go, what to decide. Where else did I go?
Newburyport. You went to some place in the Newburyport that
the
Mr.
Deck.
E wants. Oh, you went to the Deck?
Yeah.
I went to the Deck.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah, that's where he was like, I want to take Alicia.
Oh,
there.
That's where he was? Okay, I thought it was somewhere else. I thought you went to Newburyport that had music.
Oh, that is the Newburyport Brewing Company.
That's
I've been
where
there twice.
He wants to take me there too. Okay.
We went for their birthday party, and we went for Reggae Fest.
Oh, I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time. They had a mist tent, and I was thank God for that, because it was a hot as fuck day.
It was a hot day. I was at the beach watching that.
Yeah, it was brutal. The band, like, some of the bands were so great. You know, we had a great time. Yeah, I mean,
I'd say not a lot of new places for me, but bringing Mr. E to places that are new for him and doing new things with him. So brought him to the Beauport for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, last couple weekends ago, you know, bringing him to Captain Carlos and showing him the outside and the music and having a, you know.
Jerome. We followed John Jerome a lot.
Yeah, we do. We listen to a lot of.
Where are we at on you talking to him about coming on board here?
He does. And we need to talk to him. And yeah, we did follow him a lot. And Mr. E really likes his music. So yeah. We'll continue
Lena
to
and
follow
Michelle,
him.
Like Lena and Michelle, every time I snapped John Jerome, they're like, ah, that guy. Yeah. I love that guy.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say just a lot of new things like that. So any songs of the season that you're so done hearing because they're
absolutely
so overplayed now?
Yeah.
Let me guess.
Okay, go.
Despacito.
Yep. Shape of You.
Yeah.
And, oh God, there's one other and I can't think of it right now. But let's just say that it's gotten to the point that I change them just as fast as I change the news when a particular person comes on. I'm like, no!
Don't want to hear it anymore.
Oh, I don't want to hear it anymore. No. I mean, the original Despacito is so much better than the Justin Bieber version, but, you know, it's... Who said it the other night on the boat? Oh, this is where the white chicks start. Oh, it was that friend that I was salsa dancing with, that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, oh, this is when the white girl wasted starts coming out for everybody, and they just start dancing. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, because we also heard it, the mile marker, later on that night. And okay. She's like...
Oh, you went to the mile marker after Stones?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to you.
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. Very past my bedtime. I was like, oh, fuck. Oh. Mm.
Nope.
Just kidding.
Oh.
Continue.
Uh-oh, something's about to come out there.
Nope.
Yeah. How are you feeling about new T-Swizzle song?
Nope.
I don't like it.
No.
And for all of those who do not know who T-Swizzle is... We are, it's Taylor Swift, you know?
So, do you know what Taylor Swift's marketing team is doing right now?
What?
Okay. So, they are trying to do a authentic fan verification. And what this means is that you need, if you are a true Taylor Swift fan,
yeah,
you have to buy this particular amount of merch and dice. You know, everyone should know what merch is. But you have to watch her videos a certain amount of time daily to earn points.
What?
So that when she goes and announces her tour, with the amount of points that you have,
yeah,
you add those on there, and then you still have to purchase your ticket on top of that.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It was all over the radio this morning, and some guy was trying to defend that whole move. And I'm like, that
would be a stalker?
I was like, you know, that would be a great move for someone that is not worth $1 billion. Taylor Swift does not need that money unless she's going to go ahead and donate that to people.
Right, right.
Fuck that. Right. I do not like the song. I think...
I don't like it at all. So dumb.
I thought I was going to like the chorus part, but then there's certain words that she says and adds another word to the chorus, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this throws off my ADD so bad, and it's just so stupid. I can't even entertain that. I'm like, no. You know, you and Katy Perry, just go away.
Yeah.
She's also another one that fucking
that changed up all her music.
Just annoys the shit out of me. No. Like, oh my God, I can't. I literally can't.
You literally can't. So this was a good topic that I wanted to talk. I've been wanting to talk about it because what establishment do you spend the most of your money at in Gloucester?
Stones.
Okay. Mine is Azorian.
Actually, you know what? That's not true. I spend more money at Cellar Door than I spend at Stones.
And that's in Ipswich.
Yes.
And it's an amazing, amazing place. So for anyone that has not been to the Cellar Door in Ipswich, it's right before
Right
on Main Street, right before the downtown.
Right over the Choate Bridge.
Yep. You gotta go.
Yeah. So they also have a beer and wine room. Yep. And they do beer tastings. They actually do wine tastings. They're actually going to start their wine school back up.
Cool.
Where you pay, and they're going to do food pairings and stuff.
Oh my God,
they have
so
this
cool
huge picnic table inside there, and they're going to pair it up with other things. he does all these kind of rubs for like meats, and I asked them specifically to make me a kind of like an everything bagel spice.
Yeah.
Like, and they made it for me, and it's called Not Just for the Bagel. And I put it on my eggs, I put it on my toast, put it on my chicken. It's so damn good. I have like 8 different balsamic vinegars from them and oils. So many different kinds of salt, like sriracha
hot,
salt.
Yeah, hot sauces. Tyler was obsessed with the hot sauces there. When I brought Tyler, he was just so in love. He loved it, loved it.
I'm obsessed with their granola. So I paid for 5-pound bag of granola because I wanted this specific pina colada granola. Because I was like, I can't go through the rest of the summer without pina colada in my breakfast. And apple cinnamon does not do me good for the summer. It's not a summer flavor.
No, it's not.
So I need this flavor. So they made me a 5-pound bag of pina colada granola.
That is awesome.
So if you would like a bag of pina colada granola, I have 4 of them.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, they treat me so good. And they're like, and, you know, they've got all these different beers. Every time I go in there, I'm like, hey, do you have this beer? And he's like, no, but I can reach out to my distributor and get that for you. I mean, I almost brought a s'more stout over here tonight, but I was like, seems like a wine kind of night.
Yeah, it's getting fallish.
But the s'more stout would... I know you're not. You drink wine.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. Yeah, so yeah. I would say between Cellar Door and Stones.
I'd say Azorian. I'm there a lot of times for lunch and for dinner.
Yeah.
And it's because you can't beat the prices.
Right.
And I tend to get the same thing all the time. A couple different salads that I get. It's consistent. Everything about it. It's just amazing. And when I called, if I called to do a pickup during lunch, you know, my caller ID says Wonder Woman. And they'll pick up and go, hey, Wonder Woman. And they know it's me, obviously. Because they know I'm only Wonder Woman at night. So, I would say that's my number one place. I don't go to Stones as much as I did.
During the summer. I haven't really been there this summer.
Not during the summer. I really feel that it's going to start to pick up the fall and the winter. And it's so funny. Because
it's just so easy for us to slide down the hill.
And it's so funny because the Azorian and Stones have become Mr. E's like
favorite spots.
But he loves going when Jamie's there. He just he loves, you know, he's like, Jamie's great. Well, who doesn't like Jamie, first of all?
Right. You know what? We gotta hit up the studio when like the tourists leave.
Well, pretty soon they're gonna start doing 50% every day.
I understand that, but the tourists are gone this weekend. Once the schooners leave, they're gone.
Yeah, and then their 50% starts because, you know, depending on the weather, depends on when they close. Last year, they did close October.
Yeah, their staff all goes back to school, whatever, but, like, let's go kind of...
soonish.
Yeah, I like that idea. Maybe we can try and take my mom there.
Yeah.
Although she'll probably be like, you know... oh, California roll? Or I want something from the kitchen. Do they have a burger? You do not get anything from the kitchen. This is a tip. Local tip.
Sushi, though.
Sushi.
So is there anything that you did this summer that you're surprised that you did? I mean, like, oh my god, I never thought I would do that. Or, oh my god, I'm so glad I did that.
During the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, date.
Oh,
like, date people.
Yeah, you actually did.
I dated a lot of people.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starting in, like, June.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I know. I was on the Tinder.
The Tinder!
Oh! Congratulations!
Yes!
Stupid. So damn stupid.
Well, congratulations to Kevin Bacon.
And Gary.
You know that Kevin Bacon has been on our podcast, actually off and on for now going on almost a couple of years.
Year and a half.
Because we've been talking about her since we met her.
Since
during the
February.
During the Nick Jonas snowstorm.
Yeah.
Of February of 2016.
No, 16. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Yeah. We're almost 2018.
Ah.
Can you even fucking believe that?
Yeah.
That it's going to be September?
Which means you're almost close to your 20th high school reunion. Yeah,
I was going to say I'm almost close to my 1 year anniversary with Mr. E.
Oh.
I feel like it's been 9 years. Come on, tell me you haven't felt like it's been like 1,000 years I've been with Mr.
Every time you talk about him, it makes me feel like it's been 1,000 years. I love you, Mr. E.
Everyone loves Mr. E. And if you don't, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Very disappointed that I didn't get to see his friend Chaz.
Oh, yeah.
I was very sad.
Well, you know, when you give watered down almost nothing, no alcoholic drinks, then it's not gonna happen.
I don't know. My drinks were pretty heavy-handed.
I would say one thing that surprised me this summer was the very many I don't know what I call it. Basically, Mr. E has met my ex on many occasions, but... actually had an hour-long conversation with him the night before my birthday. And that was pretty amazing
to, I think that surprised everybody.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing to be a part of. And you know, it was really cool. And they're just on, you know, good basis. So, So basically, you know, with all the everything that's happening in life right now and... We need some unity. We need some good stories, and just really wish that, you know, more couples could be like that. And yeah, and we've edited.
Stop right now. This is why it's taken us fucking like an hour and a half to record 31 minutes.
Because we had to edit.
Yes. If you hadn't heard the audio burps or the audio blips, congratulations.
You don't have the ear for it.
Yes, you do not have the ear for it. For those who did hear it, congratulations. You are a podcast fanatic. And yes.
Have the ear for it.
That really did happen. Okay, yes. Continue. Yes.
So... Can we talk about Happy Belly for a second?
We can talk about Happy Belly.
So I have...
Not a sponsor. Sorry.
I have been Happy Belly a few times.
Yeah. We've gone together.
And
I've gone on a date there.
Yes.
It was after date, in a sense. Yeah. It was one of three spots we went to.
Did you have an alcoholic beverage there?
I did not. We had dessert.
Oh, amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
So good.
So I took Tyler there for the first time last week. He was out of this world excited.
In his glory.
Oh, my God. And they make their own ketchup. And he's like, Mom, I don't think I could ever have ketchup again after having this homemade ketchup. So I'm like, all right, we can look at, you know, start toggling with some homemade ketchup, which I'm pretty sure it's, you know, just paste and a few things. So, the breakfast was humongous. They give you a fruit cup along with all your home fries and then whatever you're having. So, I had the quiche of the day. Tyler had this Benedict. And actually, I took all the pictures and I've been meaning to do a post on it. Then, of course, because everyone should have a Serenity card,
mm-hmm.
Which encompasses... Latitude, Opus,
Minglewood,
now Happy Belly, and the one in Manchester and Hale Street. Basically, so for my birthday, I got my free entree and dessert, and I used it at Happy Belly tonight.
Nice.
So I got these swordfish tips and some amazing chocolate cake.
Yeah, and also, if you don't know, in Happy Belly, if you have your Serenity card, it can actually be it can be used as a coffee punch card. So
yes.
For every 10 coffees you purchase at Happy Belly, you get one free one. And
I can see it on my card that it tracks my coffees.
Yeah. So I went to Happy Belly, we went together, mm-hmm. and I got that breakfast burrito, and that was damn good.
It was, yeah.
And then the second time I went on my date, and we went for dessert, and then I took my mom there for dessert. My mom's been there a few times now. She likes it.
Boss man Joey has been there a couple times, and he went more towards the when they have, because I've noticed that they change up their dinner menu, mm-hmm. as they should, you know, because they are, you know, they're doing a lot of local things. And they had a salmon poke bowl.
Oh, what?
Okay. And Joey had it. And I've been dreaming of this salmon poke bowl ever since he posted it. And it's not there because, you know, so I have a feeling I really need to be like, can you put the salmon poke bowl on just so I can try it?
Well, you can also, it if looks they have
amazing.
It,
but they don't.
But if they have the salmon, they should be able to make
they
it.
They don't. Right now they're doing swordfish.
Oh, gross.
So, which I love swordfish. So right now they're doing...
What's really funny is the first time I tried swordfish was the night of the date before we went to Happy Belly.
Really?
Because I'd never had swordfish before because I don't eat fish.
That's
true.
I
eat salmon. For me, salmon is like chicken to me at this point. Oh, like salmon is not considered a fish. By the way, Seaport's salmon tacos. Oh my God.
Was it blackened?
Oh, yes. Oh, girl. Got the vapors just thinking about it. Ooh. So good.
See, I'm so obsessed with their fish taco, and especially it's $9.95 on Fridays.
Yeah, they had a...
I did see someone go by and get it, though, but...
I had the blackened salmon, like, fish taco. I was like, oh, my God.
I get Tyler back this weekend, so I have a feeling we're going to be doing a lot of eating. I'm just going to just, you know...
That kid don't know how to cook yet?
Oh, no, he knows how to cook. Oh, definitely, but he likes to go out to eat. So...
I can't imagine where he got that from.
No idea.
No. Yeah. No,
Mr. E is FaceTiming me.
Oh, well, he could definitely be on the podcast if you would like to do that right now. He'd be like, hey, boo-boo. Hey, baby, love.
Hey, baby.
Hey, honey. What are you up to?
Well, we're currently taping a podcast.
Well, you could have warned me. I wanted to call you.
No, you're on the podcast now there, Mystery.
Oh, now he doesn't want to talk anymore. No, he can't. We don't know how to edit.
We don't know how to edit.
We've never edited it before in our lives.
You did it this time.
No, that's not true.
It's too good. Good stuff.
This is very boring to Mr. E, who will be listening to this tomorrow.
I didn't know you could know a podcast.
That's okay. It's only taken us an hour and a half to do a 30-minute podcast today.
Oh, really? Why? What's going on?
You know, just had to stop and start.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Oh.
You know how Joey feels about dogs.
Yeah, Joey doesn't like dogs.
Boyfriend's calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get a gangbang going.
She's trying to get a gangbang going.
You should have just let him listen to that on the podcast.
Stupid. Oh, he's going to listen back to this.
I know, but you shouldn't have said anything.
Now I need to know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Oh.
You're going to have to wait for that drop box.
Yep. You have to wait.
So this is boring part. So.
All right. So I'm going to say goodbye. And
goodbye.
FaceTime after I leave.
FaceTime when you get home.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Boy.
Bye.
See, that's a fun part. People don't know they're calling.
Right.
People don't know they're calling in the middle. So
I still got to work on getting that one call. We got to do a call with a particular friend of mine. She's actually in training right now, so we can't really do that until she's done with training. Because she's about to go into insane training, so there's that.
All right, so...
But we got some good lineups for the fall coming, though.
Yeah, what's going on? Let's give our listeners, because all they've been listening to has
for
been
sneak peeks.
For food.
And
so, sneak peeks for this fall.
So, on the game plan, we have... we're going to call it Spirit Animals.
Oh, yes.
So, one week in particular, one podcast, we will have your Spirit Animals... Mm-hmm. People that you consider, like, spirit animals. And that's just the fact that people that you get inspired by, people that, like, not necessarily lift you up, but just the stuff that they're doing, you're so excited to see them do, and you're like, God, you're, like, my spirit animal. I love you to bits. And then one podcast will be my spirit animals, and I'm telling you right now, they are full of fucking piss and vinegar.
I wouldn't expect anything less, Bridget.
We are also going to line up Paul, who was here recently on our last episode, as well as Aurora.
Yeah.
We're going to try and line them up soon because I think they've got some great discussion topics that I think people need to hear about.
Yep, I think absolutely.
You know, and I'll say this here and now, and I'll say it again during their podcast. They are not here to teach us the way to behave, but they are going to open our eyes to things that we are not necessarily aware of in struggles from, because everyone has a story.
Right, absolutely.
I'm going to work with one of Lena's best friends, Jessica, who is a 911 dispatcher out of San Jose, California.
Holy shit, that's
gonna
be
She's
crazy.
Actually in training to be a sheriff's dispatcher and a highway patrol dispatcher.
Crazy.
So she has, I've talked to her a few times about some of the stuff that she's taken on, and it's insane. Let's see. We're going to try and get Wags to Riches. They are...
Yep.
The rescuers that did the Sato Puerto Rican. So anyone that has a dog from Puerto Rico, more than likely, these two women were the women that helped get your dog to America. They also rescued Tuki, and they also rescued Christina's dog, Kea. I'm going to try and get Kea back on. Jesus. I'm going to try and get Christina on.
I want Christina because I think she's going to be...
She's got some stuff coming
up. I think she's one of my spirit animals. She's been so inspirational on the topics and the things that she has done in the past year. Mm-hmm. And just watching her, you know, her Instagram and the things that she's accomplished this year. She's just... Yeah,
and
she's a pretty amazing person.
We're also going to try and get some nurses on. I have a friend, Jessica, who is in neonatal, I believe in Beverly. But you also have, is it Gina? Nina?
Gina.
So we're going to get some nurses. We're going to try and maybe get some teachers because a lot of people don't necessarily know what teachers actually go through. Rachel is a teacher.
Yeah.
Alyssa. We got to get Alyssa.
Oh, Lisa.
We got to line up Alyssa.
Yeah.
So,
Also, for the two people that may... Are we up to two people that listen to this?
Yeah.
Because by now, at the end, nobody's ever listening to us at the end. Like, that's just the way it is.
No, at this point...
Like, I am... Like, trust me. We've been doing this for over 2 years now. I am completely aware that nobody listens to us.
Right.
And we just talk amongst ourselves.
So if you do listen to us and you've never commented and you've never... reshared or you've never liked our post, but you want to, maybe you have a story. I would really like to be in touch with some people that maybe have been in recovery, perhaps in sobrieties.
Yeah.
Different sobrieties to see, you know, because I've never had to go through it, but I would, you know, I want to see how it works for other people. Also, I know October is, I believe, suicide awareness. So we'll touch on that too. We'll work on some things. I'll work on some stuff.
So, I mean, anybody that's listening, that have any suggestions or topics or even want to come on and talk about anything.
Call in. We can
or
do
call
a call in.
We can do call-ins.
We can do call-ins.
We can.
And stuff like that. So... it's not that we're not running out of context and topics because we got plenty.
We know that everybody wants to listen to more than just us.
Yes,
and that was the whole intention.
Yes,
of
and
the
that's,
podcast
and that
all
is,
along.
And that is also why I've tried to line up as many people as possible, so that it wasn't just constantly us and us constantly bitching.
Right. Yes.
bitching
or pitching restaurants, because we talked a lot about eats tonight.
We need to start talking to these people and be like, hey, just to let you know. Oh, that's what I did with Danny's podcast and Paul's. I was like, hey, here's a shout out to this person. Here's a shout out. We did a shout out
right.
to this person at
right.
this. So, and that got a little bit of a lift, but, you know, we're working on it. Alicia's going to work on getting John Jerome.
Yes.
I'm manifesting that right now. So if you are listening and you know John Jerome on a personal level, that you could get him just come in to talk, we would appreciate that.
That's it.
So, shout out to Danny Diamond
the Cape Ann Brew.
So
last
Thursday. So the last time we talked, Danny did, we talked with Paul about Danny doing the mural. We actually met with him on Thursday. Mr. E got to meet Danny.
He did.
We went and talked with him for a little bit. We're also going to get Cindy, our favorite EMT sex toy representative, back with a special friend, Bethany.
So, oh, yay! Bethany! I love Bethany.
So we're going to tag them all, and they're going to be like, what the hell is this episode? And now I'm going to be like, just listen all the way through. And this is also why we don't have a closing song anymore, because I stopped doing that, like, months ago, because no one listens to the end. And if you did, code word is wine!
And we love wine.
We so, certainly do, yes.
Alright, so we're going to stop here.
So... not necessarily pray for Texas. Don't do that. I mean, you can whatever floats your boat. Just send some thoughts. You know, a dollar helps. Anything, you know, anything help. ASPCA. You know, American Red Cross, Hurricane Relief. Definitely go to a vetted website for donation. Do not donate through this, that, and whatnot. Let's see. Make sure those Nazis go away. Make sure your bomb shelter is still intact from the 50s. Let's see what else. Go to Happy Belly. Get yourself a Serenity card.
Or you can get your Serenity card anywhere else. Other of the participating locations.
But Happy Belly's got great desserts. Take a picture of the Cape Ann Brewery mural. Shout out to Danny Diamond.
What, are you just recapping the whole thing now?
Sure am. Because everyone stopped listening.
All right, guys. So we will, next time, we're almost at episode 70, so we're going to have to, you know, in episode 69. That, maybe that's when we should have Paul and Aurora on.
We'll work on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And good morning, Gloucester. Leash Unleashed, out.
Peace.